As images of college graduates walking across that stage in their caps and gowns have dominated our social media feeds over the last few weeks, you might have noticed a trend that's taking off. Their graduation caps, those mortar boards sitting on top of their heads, are all decorated. They say things like, "The best is yet to come," or "Thanks, Mom and Dad." Some are decorated with pictures of their dog, or a superhero, or Cardi B. Some are political, and some are decorated in glitter. You can even buy an expertly decorated mortar board on Etsy right now. So what do these caps say about this generation of students? Sheila Bach might just have the answer. Bach is a folklorist and an associate professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and she has studied these mortar boards and why students are creating them.
You know, as a folklorist, I'm already trained to pay attention to and study kind of informal expressive culture, right? So the creative ways that people create meanings in their daily lives through what they say and through what they make and what they do. So as a faculty member at UNLV, sitting in on these commencement ceremonies, just started to notice the creative ways that people were decorating their caps. And as I started to pay more attention, I started to really see some pretty powerful messages that people were expressing. So I wanted to learn more about that and kind of get a better sense of the stories behind the caps.
Yeah, so you've actually studied this, like in a formal way. You noticed some trends within that. What were those trends?
Right. So first off, in general, as a practice, it's really about kind of personalizing what is a very impersonal ceremony, right? So the purpose of this ritual is to kind of mark the class's transition from student into graduate. You know, everybody is dressed the same. There's not a lot of moments of, you know, you in the spotlight, even though it's all about celebrating individual achievement. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in decorating their caps, I found that graduates are essentially claiming some space to visibly mark the significance of the occasion on their own terms. So there's kind of different themes that I've noticed. And so one is that people express messages that really fall into line of the purpose of the ceremony as a whole, right? Of celebration and optimism, you know, reaffirming messages about the value of education, right? Mm-hmm. So the best is yet to come, you know, I only go up from here, right? Those types of messages.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. But I was really interested from the beginning to see how many of the caps in this space actually work to push back against that message, right? Of that, you know, education opens these doors and paves the way for the opportunity promised by the American dream, right? For example, by, you know, calling attention to the huge amounts of debt a student might accumulate while working on their degree. So there's a lot that kind of point to, you know, some of the less desirable effects, right? And kind of calling into question the value.
Yeah.
Was BS worth the BS, right? And that's actually a phrase that we see on some
That's one you've seen.
Yeah, a few times. And in the last couple of years, one thing that has really stood out to me is that there seems to be a growing number of caps that, you know, have expressed more political messages, either in the more explicit phrases like Black Lives Matter, you know, with an image of a fist, or something like this. In this graduation season, I've seen, you know, Flint still doesn't have clean water. Mm. So really kind of speaking to very clear political context. Another way that I've seen that is that more and more people seem to be highlighting identities that are taking on heightened significance in the current political climate. So I'm thinking, for example, of, you know, immigrants or children of immigrants who are making a point to make that very visible on their caps, but with phrases like "my parents crossed the border so I can cross the stage," "dreams have no borders," "job stealing immigrant," right, with images of butterflies, which is kind of a symbol of the immigrant movement.
Okay. So what are some examples of some of your favorites, some of the ones that really stand out to you?
Right. I'm always struck by the caps that kind of memorialize people who've passed away. So either explicitly through, you know, images, you know, photographs of the people and saying, "I did this for you," but often implicitly, right? So last year, I was interviewing somebody at UNLV who had the album cover for Abbey Road on her cap. And so I was asking her about that. And she said, "Well, you know, I've always been a Beatles fan," and, you know, and that made sense to me. Then she said, "But so is my dad, and he passed away this last year. So I wanted him to be here with me."
So they can be really personal.
Right. It's personal. And that's something that you don't necessarily see. And a lot of these caps have the stories like that in there.
Yeah. So, having studied this and watched these trends change over the years, what do you think the caps this year that you saw last week at graduation there kind of say about the state of this generation?
Wow, so that's a big question. So I think that the prevalence of the practice of decorating the caps in general, right, and how it's becoming more and more common to do it and not to do it, kind of speaks to this desire to take control over the narrative and in the sense of kind of self-branding. I think that that kind of shapes how and why people are participating in it. But particularly this year and like last year and essentially since 2016, I think that there's a lot more evidence of, you know, activist messaging and people kind of claiming the space for those purposes.
All right, that's Sheila Bach. She's a professor at the University of Las Vegas, and she has studied those mortar boards that students are decorating at their graduations. Sheila, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk about this.
No, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.